from the 5-yard line. When you got that offensive line, I like those odds. Here's the handoff. Askew up the middle. Touchdown, Commerce. Put 6 on the board. Get that goose egg out of here.
Get that goose egg out of here indeed, man. Once he got up through the line, once again, patience. Juke one time left, and he wasn't even hit until he was at the half-yard line. Great display of running right there by Isaiah Askew to bounce back and get Commerce back on the board. Extra point pending. We're looking into back to being a 10-point deficit.
Lining up for the kick, Ruben Castaneda. Here's the snap. It's up. It's good. That's 7 for the Tigers. 17-7, 10-point deficit once again for Commerce to Farmersville with 5:48 left in the third quarter. We'll be back with more Tigers football after this on KETR. And so the Commerce offense finally finds its groove, spurred on by some momentum given to them by J.J. Savage on special teams. 17-7, Farmersville over Commerce as Commerce tees up to kick it off with 5:48 left in the third quarter. Ruben Castaneda, here's the kick. It's high, fielded at the 20-yard line. Cuts to the left, taken down at the 25, gets back up, ball's on the ground. If it goes to Commerce, then the refs are at least consistent tonight.
Looks like Commerce has got the ball. They're coming up celebrating.
Well, that's a...
Again, to be all honest,
that's a great makeup call, Brian.
It could be, because to me, honestly, from our vantage point, it looked like the ground caused the fumble. However, great open field tackle right there. I don't want this to go unnoticed. Number
Absolutely.
7, Lawrence
Hixon. Huge
excellent play. Coming around the far side of the field, open field, one-on-one tackle. That's how they teach you starting early on. Junior high football right there, form tackling.
So Commerce with the great break, forcing the fumble. Apparently the ball loose before he touched the ground. Commerce recovers deep in Farmersville territory. Here's a snap. Counterplay, Askew over the left side. Flag on the play, past the 25, gets the first down yardage, but this likely a holding call.
Yeah, it looks like it. More than one flag out on the play right here, and no one on the Commerce offensive line seems to be moving forward with the down, so apparently this is going to go against Commerce.
So they started at the Farmersville 32-yard line, run the ball with Askew, pick up the first down to the 20.
They're still discussing it. Conference call with the Zebras out there. Let's see what they come up with. Commerce is backing up, so it's going to go against Commerce. We just need to know what the call was.
And regardless, a huge play again on special teams for the Commerce Tigers that honestly looked from here like the man, and that's going to be holding on Commerce. It's just a matter of where they tack it off, whether it's from the line of scrimmage or further up at the spot of a foul, but this will be from the line of scrimmage, I think.
Yep, yeah, it's going to be from...
Yeah, I can't do math. It's late tonight. Anyway, so it'll be first and 20 for the Commerce Tigers.
Offsetting personal fouls as well in addition to the hold. So the hold looks like it's going to stand up, but the ref just signaled to us that there was a personal foul on Commerce and a personal foul on Farmersville that offset. But you're right, it will be first and 20 on the play.
Yeah, so that must have been a dead ball foul after the holding, and the holding may have led to that. We didn't see any of it, though. Shotgun. DJ Thomas in motion. Gets the handoff on the far side. Past the 40, the 35. Cutting up field. Gets near the original line of scrimmage. Make it 9 yards on the gain. Second and 11 for the Commerce Tigers.
Yeah, he would have got more there. Again, he's done a really good job once he hits that corner, tiptoeing down the sidelines, and looked like he barely got pushed out. Yeah.
He can certainly make plays, and they've been using him in motion as coming from the wide receiver spot a lot and have had some success. Again, Brian, that kind of play depends on good blocking from your wide receivers, and Colton Abrams has been doing a great job blocking on the outside tonight. Shotgun formation, two receivers near, one far. Thomas in motion once again. Askew to the right of Shields in the backfield. Here's a snap. Read option. Gives it to Shields over the sideline, past the 30, down to the 27-yard line or so.
Askew actually with the keeper right there. Or handed off to by Shields on the far play, read option. Looks like it's going to be a very manageable third down. Commerce getting down to the 27-yard line or so of Farmersville.
Looks like they'll give him 7 yards on the carry, bringing up a
third and a long four, third and five.
Third and five, so it's 6 yards on the carry. Excuse me, third and five. It was the second and 11. Again, math, not my strong point when it's dark. Here's the snap. Read option. Askew gets it, coming to the near side. Cuts upfield 25, dives forward to around the 22-yard line. This ought to be a first down. It is. Move those chains, Commerce Tigers, with a new set of downs.
Interesting. I just mentioned how he has displayed such a great amount of patience, waiting for the holes, waiting for his blockers. And right there, number 44, Nick Aaron, coming back on the play to make a block to allow him to pick up the extra yardage right there to get the Tiger first down.
And that read option working for the Tigers tonight against the Farmersville defense. And, you know, you got to respect that. Casey Shields is capable of running 100 yards for a touchdown. If he keeps that ball instead of handing it off, he's dangerous. Here's the snap. Quick pass out to DJ Shields. Excuse me, DJ Thomas. He's taken down for a loss, though. That'll be a 2-yard loss for the Tigers on the quick pass.
Great idea. Great idea right there. But, again, On that quick screen to the slot man right there, it was the pass was low, which didn't allow the time for the screen to actually set up and get the blockers out in front of him.
It was real low, and DJ Thomas had to adjust, and by the time he actually got the ball handled in, he just didn't have any room to run. Shotgun. Here's the snap. Askew up the middle. Hits the line of scrimmage. Gets no further, maybe a yard. This will bring up third and long for the Commerce Tigers.
Well, giving credit where credit is due right here, it seems like Farmersville is doing a better job themselves right now of staying home and really forcing the issue for Commerce. See what they come up with here with this third and long, pretty deep inside the Farmer territory.
17-7, Farmersville over Commerce, 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Third and 11 for the Tigers from the Farmersville 22-yard line. Shotgun formation. Casey Shields got some words from Coach Cleveland on the sideline. Here's the snap. Looks to the far side. Pump fake. Launches to Colton Abrams. Incomplete. Double coverage. Good defense on the play. Fourth down for the Tigers. Brian, that one, though, didn't get intercepted this time.
It did not. Did not. The man in coverage with the receiver right there was number 23, Kobe Sheriff. We've seemed to call his name a lot. I think he had the touchdown reception for the Farmers in the last offensive possession.
And had an interception.
But again, number two, Brennan Holmes coming out over the top out of the safety position to add that extra additional help to prevent Colton Abrams from making a play in the end zone.
And what you had, I mean, just a timing play, the pump fake, it didn't draw that cornerback in enough, and it didn't draw the safety off enough, and just a little hesitation and not gave them time to make the play. However, it was not picked off. They're going for it. Shotgun. Here's the snap. Looking over the middle. Fires. Caught at the 10-yard line. DJ Thomas coming up with a play again. Is it a first down? Is it a first? It is!
That was Colton, actually, number 10 on the play that made that catch, wasn't it? Or was that
DJ Thomas?
Either way, great job of seeing where the first down marker was, getting up to that position, and a great job by Casey Shields of finding the open receiver, stepping, planning, and making a good throw.
Fourth and 11, and the Tigers come up with the first down. So first and 10 from the 11-yard line for the Tigers. Shotgun, snap. Fakes the handoff to Askew. Going over the left side to the 5-4-3. Hits near the goal line. Touchdown! Casey Shields stretching over the goal line with three defenders on his back.
Well, such an incredible play right there as he made to the far side of the field, initially made contact with a former defender. He gets tackled. As he's getting tackled, he rolls over another former defender, which is already on the ground, preventing him from grounding himself and being down on the play. And when he was finally down, he had crossed the goal line into the end zone.
Staying up, fighting for those 6 points. Will it be 7? Here's the snap. It's up. It's good. It is 7. Commerce Tigers making the comeback. Down by just 3 points now, 17-14. Farmersville over Commerce with 2:38 left in the third quarter. We'll be back with more Tigers football after this on KETR.